Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loft Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame, Dom McIntyre, and right underneath me right here is Michael Gabriel. Let's go. All right, and the show has you know what? I'm going to get on the podcast because I never know people personally when I meet them on here. And I will say I love your attitude so far. It's freaking amazing, dude.
Absolutely.
Dude, your energy is infectious. How can I not be jazzed to be here? Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a Saturday right now. It's not going to air till later, but it's Saturday for us doing this. 2 o'clock. Well, for me, it's 2 o'clock. I don't know where you are. Where are you from?
I'm in Minneapolis. Yeah, so Minneapolis. It's 2 o'clock here.
Oh, Central Time also.
Okay. Yep.
Perfect. And you know, I normally don't do podcasts at 2 p.m. because I'm still kind of hungover from Friday night. But yeah. I was like, let's just get it done. Let's just do this. I'm happy.
Let's do it. You know what? It makes it more interesting that way. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
Sebastian could put on a wig for all we know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
We'll find out after we play your song here in a little bit. You just never know. I might surprise everyone. I might decide to grow my hair out real quick. And I'm just saying it's possible. It's possible.
OnlyFans.
If I grow my hair out, I will start the OnlyFans page. I swear there was a movie called The Peanut Butter Solution or something like that, right? Where this guy was like bald and like put peanut butter on his hand like it grew. Am I the only one that remembers that?
You know what? That sounds like some Mandela effect type
stuff. Right before you said that, I thought the same thing. Is that some Mandela effect shit?
Dude, okay. I've been on the Mandela effect for a minute. I mean, that shit is a little... go down the rabbit hole on that stuff. But first, this is really the reason I came here. Speaking of Mandela, is it Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears?
Okay, hold on. What's the spelling of the first one you said?
I think that's E-I-N.
And the other one would be A-I-N?
A-I-N, yeah.
So E-I-N. Berenstain, because that's the way I learned to pronounce it.
Right.
It was S-T-E-I-N.
You're exactly right, Don. That's what I remember, too. Mm-hmm. So are we on... Me and Don are on the same timeline. So what about you, Sebastian? Yeah.
I think EIN. That's what I would.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I've seen so much of the controversy that I forgot. Like the
original one. Which one is which?
My favorite one though is the Shazam with Sinbad.
I remember that, and they said it never existed.
Remember that.
I have the VHS tape.
I would watch it on repeat as a kid, and now it's nowhere to be found.
I have that VHS tape.
Wait, you have it?
I have it.
What?
Yes, I do.
I swear to God you have it. Like, you know exactly.
I swear before a holy baby sweet Jesus, I have that tape.
No way. I got to see this now.
It's in my storage building in a cassette container. I know where. I'll bring it on. I promise. I have that.
Michael, we got to get Michael back on when you
we're going to have to do a whole episode on Mandela.
What if you find it and it's really Shaq with Kazam or whatever the other one was and you thought it was the Sinbad one? What if you're wrong?
I'm going to flip my shit and tell them to up my meds.
I swear. And you know, Michael's here. We're going to talk about his music. Great musician. Crazy cool background also. But before we get into that, I do want to say getting older sucks. And I'll tell you why. I decided to, you know, try to work out the other day when I was in my hotel room. Mm-hmm. I travel for work. And the next day, my elbow started hurting. It's been like 2 months, and the motherfucker still hurts. And I'm like, what did they call it? They call it tennis elbow, and it won't heal. The nurses say, actually, I haven't gone to the doctors yet, but I've looked it up. It takes months to heal, and the older you get, the harder it is to heal. I hate it. It's like the worst thing ever in the world.
Yeah, no, I unfortunately, I can relate. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Stacia, has it kissed it and made it better for you? So
puts icy hot on it.
my nephew came over to my house. Mm-hmm. He was about 8 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And he said, I bet you I can beat you in a race. And I said, what? I said, okay, it's on, little man. actually, let me rewind. He raced my dad first. My dad pulled a hamstring. And then my nephew looks at me and he says, I can race you. And then, so now we're back. And so we line up and then we begin the race. I pull my hamstring.
No.
But I still finished the race. I said, this little guy is not beating me in a race. No way.
Did you win?
I won. Yeah. I won. But my hamstring was black and blue for like weeks. It was so jacked up. To this day, I can still kind of feel it a little bit.
Dude, I was in California for 4th of July visiting my family, and my sister lives out there, her kids, so my nephews. I think one of them's like 15 and the other one's maybe 12.
Yeah.
And they wanted to race. They were racing each other. And I was like, I'll race you guys. They looked at me like, haha, old man, whatever. I kicked their asses. I ran all the way to the fence and all the way, and they were like just like halfway back down the field when I was done. Yeah.
See?
The one runs track, I think, or something like that, and I still beat
what?
Him. Yeah, hey, I'm dude. Fast.
Hey, I think you were an Olympic track star in a past life or something, maybe.
I don't know. I did hurt and I couldn't breathe much afterwards. But I won that race. I was like, I'm gonna win this race, damn it! Like, screw you, kids. I'm winning this race. Okay.
Yo, I had that same feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, Michael Gabriel, man, quite an interesting story. You have a music video that's out right now.
Yep.
You have an album. Is the album already out?
Album's out. Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere you stream music, it's out. Yeah.
Okay. And the song that we're going to play is called Let There Be Light. But not only are you a musician, you are also a writer, a producer. See, I have to read my notes because I don't. And an engineer. You do all kinds of things. So have you always been, and it looks like in your music video, it's just you. Is it all just you, the drums, the guitar?
Yeah. Everything? Well, so on this record, I played everything. Like everything that you hear on this record, it's all me. And part of it is kind of born out of necessity because like when I have a musical idea, I just need to get it out. Like I don't have time to like, you know, send it to, in my mind, I don't have time to send it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just going to lay this down right now, exactly how I hear it. And so that's what everybody else hears on the record.
Wow, there's very few musicians that can actually do that. That's incredible.
Yeah, again, like I said, it's more born out of necessity and impatience. I was like, I just got to get this done. I got to get this idea out right now.
And incredible talent as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How did you learn? So I know you have a musical background from when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to go into that at all or how did you get into music and why is music such a big part of your life?
Oh man, yeah, it's kind of hard not to go into that backstory, but music is a big part of my life is an understatement, because it was a part of my life before I was even here. My folks worked on the Purple Rain tour. Just really quickly, I'll just briefly touch on it. My dad, Gilbert Davison, was Prince's personal security. He ended up becoming his manager and president of Paisley Park. My mom, Constance. She was Sheila E.'s co-lyricist and road manager. And so those two met while they were on the tour. So I'm kind of like a product of that Purple Rain world tour.
Sure.
So, so imagine like being a kid growing up in all of this. I didn't know that it was kind of a unique situation until I got older, you know, and I wasn't able to appreciate the uniqueness of the situation until I got older, but it had a huge effect and impact on me as a kid. And, you know, with music being such a thing at the core of it all. So yeah, that's a little bit of my background.
Kind of powerful.
Yeah.
No kidding. Do you think that as a child growing up around these musicians and I mean, going, I'm sure that, I guess you probably toured around with Prince and they're like, did you go on tour with them? Cause your parents were.
Yeah. You know? So we would go to shows, you know, he would come to the house, you know, we would go to Paisley, you know, but it's all through the eyes of a child.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's like, you think this is, I mean, you don't know what to think, but it is normal to you, you know, because it's the only experience that, you know,
Do you think as a kid then, because there's all, you know, all like Snoop Dogg has kids and all these other people, they got kids and I have kids and my kids, like my oldest daughter hates my podcast. Like she doesn't like it. One of her teachers, like, your dad has that podcast, right? My daughter's like, I don't know who you are. Don't talk about my dad.
Yo, I have kids and I can attest to that same thing. You know, if I'm playing the Grammys, I could be playing the Super Bowl. It could be whatever. And they're like, when is this going to be done?
Dude, kids don't know. So you as a kid growing up around all these, you know, celebrities and doing all these crazy things.
Yeah.
I don't think as a kid you understand what it's like to take something for granted because you just don't know you're in that environment.
It's your only experience. Yeah.
Looking back at it now as an adult, are you like super grateful that you had, as a kid, you don't really care. You're just like, whatever.
Man. But
as an adult, you go back and like, that is so cool that I was able to be a part of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Right. And so I am filled with nothing but gratitude for all of the experiences that I've been blessed to have, you know, from the time that I was young and then growing up in this, to be able to work in the industry and continue to be showered with those blessings and experiences and being exposed to so many different things. Yo, it's shaped and molded me into the person and the musician that I am today, for sure.
That's awesome. Dude, that's so good, man. And for you to come on here and be in such a good mood and have a great attitude really just is like, you just seem like a really cool dude. Like if you play in Oklahoma City ever, I will definitely go see
you. Dude, you guys are coming to the show and if you have a wig, you gotta. Yeah. And then you're gonna rock on stage together.
I'm going to promote my OnlyFans after we play your song. I do want to talk about your album. It's called Genesis, right?
Yes, Genesis. Yeah. Okay.
And when did it come out?
It came out just a couple weeks ago. I'm terrible with dates, and it's been crazy because I tour as well, so it's like it's just been a crazy schedule. But it came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, I was really excited about it.
How many albums? Like, is this like your first full length album by yourself, or have you come out with other albums in the past?
So I've written some material for others, and I'm an engineer by trade. So I've been a part of like a lot of different projects with a lot of well-known artists. I have put out some music in the past, but you know how sometimes your tastes change and you go like, oh, I'm really digging this. And then you're like, oh no, this is shit. And then you just, I just take it out. I'm like, nah, I'm, you know, whatever. Yeah, so I'm a writer. That's the whole reason I kind of got into this music thing, was because I had a passion for writing.
Mm-hmm. When you say writer, are you writing lyrics or music for other musicians to put out there? Okay.
Sometimes, and a lot selfishly, because there's so much that I like. I'm like, I want to keep it for myself. You know what I mean? Like for a project that I might be putting out later. And so that's the position that I've been in so many years, because I've been working in the industry, you know, just hustling and working and whatnot. I've put my stuff on the back burner for a while, you know? And, you know, finally it was kind of around the time of the pandemic that I was like, yo, I really want to put out a record. You know, I have all these songs. And I want to give them a home, you know? And so it was partway through the pandemic in the beginning of this year that the idea for the album really started to conceptualize in full form.
Okay.
Why the name? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. Why the name? Yeah, no, that's exactly where I was going. So the name Genesis means origin. right? Mm-hmm. And so I love polysemantic ideas and storytelling, ideas and stories with more than one meaning. And I love symbolism. Mm-hmm. So the idea for this record was to tell the story of my beginning, right? And in the sounds that inspired me to become the artist that I am today. At the same time, it's a part biblical allegory. That's one mm-hmm. of the reasons it's called Genesis, from the first book of the Bible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the album speaks to origins and the revelations of my own spiritual and musical journey and the human condition. But as excited as I am to share all of this, it's really just the first step for me releasing all of this material I've been holding on to for all this time.
That must That's have been that having all this music that you've written in the past and not putting it out there, that had to have somehow been like inside, like kind of burning your soul a little bit. Dude, like, I got to put this out there. This is my stuff, because you're doing other things for other artists, right? And they're you're getting famous and huge, and you're just sitting here like, but where's my music at? Like,
I did that,
dude. Exactly. It's like you. It's like you ripped open my chest and you looked into my soul when everything you just said.
I'm good at that. I'm telling you, I should be a psychic, dude. Sometimes I guess things on the show that are way out there, and a lot of times the people that are on my show, they're like, "You're so right." Either or I just for some reason. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay,
you're sensitive to energy. You're like an empath. That's what it is.
Maybe, probably so. Let's listen to your song right now. Let's play the music video for it. Yeah. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the music video, audio. You'll obviously just hear the song "Let There Be Light" by Michael Gabriel. And then after this song, we are definitely talking about my OnlyFans. So here we go.
Let's do it.
Let There Be Light. Here we go.
I'm on fire, gon' bring the heat, and play for keys. Never been the one to take a back seat. Know what I mean, you look to be. Like a master, I burn and fire. We're misbehaved, little too untamed. But never blind to what's going on. Now that I'm here, let me go in. Enjoy the breeze. Let them be light.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots Off Track Betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, and it stops just like, hey, I got
hey. Well,
it. Hey!
What happened?
I'm going to charge $100 a month. I think with the wig on, I might be able to pull it off. I think I might be able to.
You got it. That's the look, man. That's the look.
You know, I could not take a drink because I knew I was.
you know you're walking into. You know, I gotta say, with the wig on and everything, I do gotta say this. You look like you're having fun in the music video. You like, what's your favorite instrument to play while you're doing like just?
Oh yeah. I mean, the guitar for sure. I mean, the shoot was so much fun. It was just a blast, you know. It's, yeah. I mean, it was just awesome. You know, there was a lot of planning and stuff beforehand and whatnot, and you know, all of the planning and pre-production makes it so much easier to just be creative and just let loose on shoot day. So yeah, it was just a blast.
Well, your energy is just absolutely contagious.
Oh, thank you.
It is some feel-good music. I love that. Oh, so vibey.
You know what? I'm going to do one of these. I'm going to try to impress you and be like a how do girls do it? I'm going to try to look sexy for you, Hannah.
You know what? I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I mean, I'm trying to get laid, dude, so what's up?
You know what? You need to get a fan underneath you, one of the Beyonce fans, you know?
I never thought about it before, but like, you know, if you have long hair, just like leaning forward, it's hard because this hair is kind of long and it pulls the hair when I'm leaning forward. So anyways, yeah, I'm happy I'm bald. Don't worry about this anymore.
Okay, so you wonder why we walk around with messy buns all the time. This is why. You can't sit back on it. And, yeah.
Here's what I think about my long hair. Hold on.
Micro penis.
Much better. I can bleed so hot with the hair and everything. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this. What is Funkatopia?
Funkatopia, yes. That is an online radio station.
Okay.
Where we featured, we did the album release party through their platform, and it was a lot of fun. We played the whole album front to back on the 2 days before the official release day. And so I think that's still somewhere on YouTube for people to watch in its entirety if you want to.
That's exciting. You know, yeah. And you said earlier, you talked about the Super Bowl and the Grammys. And you've been invited. Have you played Super Bowl or what's up?
Yeah. So I'm the lead guitarist for Sheila E. Mm-hmm. Sheila's actually my godmother. I've known her my whole life. I started off cleaning her garbage cans and whatnot at her studio, and then became her engineer. And it's just kind of snowballed into a bunch of different things and helped open up different possibilities for my career in film and television and different things.
Yeah.
And so we performed the Grammys on 2020. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
What was that like? What was it like getting on stage? You're surrounded by all these other celebrities, right?
Yeah.
You're on stage. And what did you play? Guitar, I would assume, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you're playing guitar, so everyone's looking at the singer and the guitar player. That's who I look at. I also look at the drummer, so I look at the drummer. I look at everyone, but I would assume most people look at the singer and the guitar player mostly out of the whole thing. And you're probably having fun on stage. I could see you kind of moving around maybe and getting, you know, jiggy with it. I could say that. I did say it. Okay. And was it like, were you nervous to do that?
So the thing that I've learned in all the different things that I've done is that you have to lean into the fear a little bit. So those nerves, that fear, whatever it is that you're feeling, that kind of like butterflies in your stomach sort of feeling. Yep. You got to lean into that, because when you get that feeling, that's generally a good good indication that you're doing the right thing. Like, you're right where you need to be. You're doing the right thing. So just lean into it a little bit more. And if you can't, if you're so afraid, it's like, you know what? Just do it scared then, because this is your moment. So just seize it. You know, it's like, if you can't beat the fear, just do it scared.
Let's kind of just fade off of it.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Is that the same, carpe diem, or seize the moment, or seize the day, or whatever? Yeah.
Right. You know, so there was a lot of that feeling during that moment of just like, you know what? I'm just, how often do you get to play the Grammys? I'm just going to have fun with this, you know? And we did, you know, the rehearsals were really intense and whatnot. And so, you know, that preparedness kind of helps alleviate any of those kind of nerves and whatnot, because you go, you know, I'm so prepared for this that mm-hmm. I can just enjoy it. So really, right. it was just a blast, and really definitely a highlight in my career for sure.
I think, you know, and this goes out to anybody that's listening to this podcast right now. If you don't seize the moment, or there's so many great musicians or so many great talents in this world, and they decide they don't want to do something because they're scared of being rejected. Right. And I'll relate it to this. It's different, but it's kind of similar. Okay. There's a lot of people that want to start a podcast that message me, how do you start this? I'm like, well, just how do you get prepared? I was like, just do it. I mean, I don't know. Right. I just did it. And people are scared of rejection or being, and they're like, well, what if no one listens? Well, no one's listening now anyways. So what you're going to, if you gain no listeners, if you gain one listener, that's a pro, right? Like, step out into the darkness. And that's, you know, I wonder if somebody, and I'm sure it's happened, I would assume it's happened in the past, where there's maybe like a road guitar player or like a road drummer that was invited to like some big event that just didn't want to do it because they were scared for whatever reason. They got nervous. Right. And said, I'm not good enough. I'm not ready for it. Well, you are, if you're invited, just do the damn thing, because you don't know what's going to happen after you do it. Don't be scared to do it. Just do it, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And I would say even the tie into that, cause that's been one of my mantras lately, is like, it doesn't matter if you didn't do it before. It's like, oh, I wish I would have, like you said, started a podcast. Man, if I would have started a podcast, you know, 5 years ago, imagine just where it would be right now today. Mm-hmm. Too bad I didn't do that. Well, it doesn't matter if you didn't do it before. You're doing it now.
Start now. Yeah.
Listen, I get messages from people that, like, from 2 years ago, and I'll go through my messenger, and I might message you back. Hey, did you ever start that podcast? No, not yet. I'm like, they're not prepared enough. I'm like, dude, you know what I did when I first started it? I had my phone and an app, and I did my podcast on an app on my phone, and that was it. And then, you know, it's grown into this.
That's
other
awesome.
Thing.
That's so cool. I love stories like that.
Well, you know, I'm not scared of, like, my wife, she's always like, you know, you just kind of do whatever you want. Well, fuck yeah. Well, because if you don't do it, you don't know. And you seem like a go-getter, Michael. You seem like someone, you put your music out there now. That's fantastic. That's awesome. I bet the album's, you probably put a lot of thought into the album.
Right.
And has it been pretty successful for you? Are you super excited about it?
Yeah, I'm super excited. And the response that we have received has been really positive. But for me, I said, you know what? This is the first step in a much larger journey. Mm-hmm. And so going into that, you know, I'm sure, you know, just like when you started the podcast, it's like, you know, this is my first step.
Yep.
You know, and I'm going to, and this is the first step of many, and there's going to be another step and another step and another step. And so, you know, so often we are so laser focused on our destination and the end goal, right?
Yeah.
That we forget to appreciate the journey.
And you know,
that's absolutely true.
I will say this. I was never nervous to start the podcast, because I didn't, like, I just don't care. I was bored. It was during COVID. I didn't really have a job. I was like, I'm just going to start a podcast. And I didn't think, what if no one listens to me? I didn't think about that. He was like, well, whatever. My dad will probably listen. You know, he's going to be like, son, I don't like you anymore. But that's okay. That's okay, dad.
I still love you. You know? I was nervous as hell to come to Tennessee to meet you guys and out. And small town country girl, never really been out much. And in Alabama, and having to go to Nashville to meet some strangers to start being in the public eye. But my love for music overrode my fear of the social anxiety and all of that it entails. I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm stepping out, taking that leap of faith.
Dawn was such a shit talker. Did not care what anybody thought about what she said. And I looked over at my producer. I was like, we got to get her on the show.
We need this personality on the show.
Her first couple episodes, she was kind of like, it's
nervous.
It's different when you're on camera. I'm like, yeah, but you get used to it. And now she's been on for over a year. So, Michael, I do want to
ask congratulations. You. And really quick, I just want to say congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
On the 300th episode. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Just congratulations on everything you guys are doing.
We are.
And same for you. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
You know, I realized I just clapped my hands and my arms kind of jiggled. Like,
you're just trying to flex and show off your stuff, man.
It's just fat. It's just fat right there. Before we let you go, Michael, I do want to say when we play the outro song, please stay right there till after we wrap up the show, after the outro song's done. But what is MPLS? What's an MPLS artist? I saw that.
That's funny. Minneapolis. It's just abbreviation for Minneapolis. Yeah, like the Minneapolis sound. So yeah, MPLS. You know, it's commonly known here in the city of Minneapolis.
Don't hate me, Minneapolis. Please do not hate me. I'm supporting your artists out there. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, I suck at preparing for interviews. I feel like when I over-prepare, I do the worst. And so for this one, I wrote down a few things. I was like, let's just fucking go and see what happens. And hopefully he's a cool dude. And
I just love having a conversation, you know?
Me too, man.
And I like being just genuine, just a genuine conversation.
And let it flow.
You know, genuine human beings. So, and that's both of you. So thank you.
How many times have you been on like this, a regular show, where they're all like, just it's all just about your music? Is that like a normal thing that happens?
Yeah, I mean, everything is different, but it's great when you can just kind of open up and be loose and just have a conversation, because I feel like, you know, as a listener, like just myself, I'm more engaged when it feels like a conversation between two
natural
people, you know? Yeah, when it's more natural, you know. I think most people are like that. I don't know.
And speaking of which, I'm loving that background, just fireworks. That's great.
That's good. That's good. I do want to remind everyone to check out my OnlyFans page. I'll be wearing this wig, you know, and message me what you want me to send, and I'll come up with a price for it. I probably won't actually do it, but you never know. You never know. Maybe one day.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Let me get permission from the missus first. Thank you very much, Michael, for coming on the show and sharing
your
music.
Thank you for having me.
Go check out his album, Genesis. It's out now on all streaming platforms. Check out his music videos. Is that the only music video you have that we play?
No, there's quite a few for people to check out if they want to.
If you like his music, and if you don't like it, just go check it out anyways. Get support him. This guy's super cool. Don, thanks for joining me at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
My pleasure.
That's all the time we got. Michael Gabriel, please stay right there.
Thank you, guys.
Check us out on all podcasting platforms. Check out our YouTube. Subscribe to everything we got. Peace out. Rock on.
And much love.
There we go.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.